We know that on Shabbat, one of the halachot that affects us most is the law of muktzeh. When we speak about muktzeh, we're saying there are certain things which we won't touch on Shabbat. We won't deal with, we won't move on Shabbat. So when we begin the laws of muktzeh, there are many introductions. Generally, what's quoted is the Rambam's introduction. I would like to diverge from that for a minute and not discuss the Rambam for a minute. The Torah describes to us that Hashem wants Shabbaton, day of rest. The Torah describes to us that Hashem wants Tishbot. I want you, the rabbis, to ensure that the people rest. Meaning, although in all of the Torah we have a commandment, Ushmaltem et Mishmalti, the rabbis have a responsibility to ensure that we observe the Torah, which means, as the first Mishnah says in Tractate Avot, Asu Siag LaTorah, the rabbis have to make a fence for the Torah where they see it necessary. If a person thinks, I can do work on Friday afternoon until the sun goes down. So if the sun goes down at 7:22 today, which I don't know the exact time the sun goes down, he's going to work until 7:21. So the rabbis say, light Shabbos candles and accept Shabbos early, 18 minutes early. So the rabbis ensured that we don't end up doing work going into Shabbat. They create a fence for the Torah. So there's a general commandment, a general responsibility Chazal have for the whole Torah, Ushmaltem, watch the Torah. Make institutions that will help people keep Torah. That's the general rule. On Shabbos we have a specific commandment, Tishbot, make sure people rest. So when it comes to Shabbat, the rabbis have a separate focused commandment, ensure that the people rest on Shabbos. The laws of Torah are given an added boost with the commandment to Chazal to make rabbinic institutions specifically for Shabbat. And that's why when it comes to Shabbat, we have the term Shvut or Shvot, that we say the rabbinic institutions of Shabbos are called Shvut. What does that mean? Why are they called Shvut? Because the derivation from the Pasuk is Tishbot or Tishbitu, I don't remember from which one it's derived. From there we learn Shivot. Hashem says, ensure they rest. And so the rabbinic institutions of Shabbat, being that they're derived from an added commandment of rest, they have that title. They are called Shvot or Shvut. The rabbinic institutions of Shabbos have their own heading. They're not just called Mitzvot Rabbanan or Siyagim. They're called Shvut, the rabbinic institutions of Shabbos that ensure that we rest. Because when it comes to Shabbat, we have a separate commandment to have rabbinic institutions. After that introduction, now we can begin with the laws of Muktzeh, with the Rambam's introduction to the laws of Muktzeh.
Can I ask a question on that?
I'm listening.
There is some confusion in my eyes about that. There is, I mean, from one perspective, it is a siyag Torah. On another perspective, it's also a commandment. Like what the rabbis institute is part of the Torah. But it also talks about in Yom that Abraham used Erev Tashili, which is a siyag. But if he were to do Erev Tashili because it's a siyag with Torah, that wouldn't make any sense, because it's a good question.
Thursday night. It's a good question. Remind me on Thursday night. Rambam writes, the rabbis prohibited us from moving certain things that we ordinarily do on weekdays, because we see in the prophets, in the Navi Yeshaya, that our gait, the way we walk, our gait on Shabbos should be different than our gait during the week. Our speech on Shabbos should be different than our speech during the week. So the prophets teach us that we're supposed to be different on Shabbos Even in the way we walk and the way we talk, all of that has to be different. So the rabbi said, certainly what you carry on Shabbos should be different than what you carry on weekdays. Because what we're trying to achieve is that Shabbat should be different than a weekday. What we're trying to achieve is that people should look at Shabbat as being different than a weekday. And if Chazal did not institute this, what would happen is a person would say to himself, I got nothing to do today. So Shabbat becomes the day where I'm going to fix things around the house. I'm going to move things from corner to corner. We prepare for Shabbat such that when we come into Shabbat, the house looks its finest. You want to know when a house looks its best? Come 2 minutes, 10 minutes before Shabbat. You'll see the beds are made, the table's set, the floor is clean, the house is ready. If Chazal would not have instituted Muktzah, what would happen? We'd enter Shabbos and we'd say, okay, now's the time to clean up the house. I'm off. What am I supposed to do all day? So people would have designated Shabbat as the day where you finish things that you left off in the house. We have to shift bookcases, we'll do that on Shabbat. We have to move around, let's rearrange the study. Let's make an order of my CDs. Let's put away the different laptops and cell phones and let's get things in order. I'll get the shed in order, the attic in order. The time to arrange my life will be on Shabbat. So Chazal saw that when people are at home and they don't have a designated task, so they might come to use Shabbat as a time when I'll put things in order. I'll arrange my house on Shabbat. So Chazal said, I want you to rest on Shabbat. I'm going to institute Muktzah. That's reason number one, says the Rambam. Reason number two, if you're going to start touching and working with things that you're not allowed to use on Shabbat, you're going to start moving your cell phone on Shabbat. You're going to move around your rake and scissors and pens and pencils. So before you notice it, you're going to write something on Shabbat. If you're going to be handling the instruments which you're not allowed to use on Shabbat, well, then you might end up using them. If we would walk around on Shabbat with the cell phone in our pocket, so then when the cell phone rings, we might answer it before we realize it's Shabbat. If we would walk around with pens in our pocket on Shabbat, so then before we remember it's Shabbat, we might end up writing with those pens on Shabbat. So Chazal said, no handling objects, instruments, which are prohibited from using on Shabbat. And that was in order to ensure that we don't really use them on Shabbat. That's the second reason for Muktzah. Third reason. Some people don't have jobs that involve agriculture. When you're a farmer, then Shabbat is very obvious. Every day of the week, you go into the field, you're plowing, you're harvesting, you're weeding, and on Shabbat, you're not, because all of that is prohibited. But let's say you're a receptionist. All week long, you sit by a desk and talk to people. That's your job. People come in. You're a psychologist. So technically, you could work on Shabbat. What's your job? You're interviewing people, you're talking to people, you're consulting people, you're a financial advisor. All week long, you're talking to people. So then how is Shabbat different than the rest of the week? You're a tour guide. You spend your week walking with people and talking to them. So then your Shabbat is no different than the rest of the week. You don't handle a plow the rest of the week. You don't handle the cows or any other instrument of work on the rest of the week. So if Chazal would allow us to keep Shabbat by just handling and talking about things that we do the rest of the week, so then you wouldn't recognize Shabbat. And this is most relevant in our day and age, where many people have jobs that do not involve anything with agriculture or milachot or prohibited tasks on Shabbat. So Chazal gave us rabbinic institutions so that everyone senses Shabbat. Now that we have Muktzeh, now that we don't touch the scissors and the pen, we don't move things around on Shabbat, so then Shabbat becomes a day of rest that's equal for everyone. All of society rests on Shabbat, and it doesn't matter what your job is during the week. The Ravad added to that, part of the prohibition of Muktzeh is to ensure that we don't carry things in public domain on Shabbat. If we were allowed to carry everything without thought on Shabbat, so then people would also carry things into the public domain. The Ravad adds this as part of the reason for prohibiting the carrying of certain things on Shabbat. So all of this was introductory to Muktzeh, and we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem,